Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
And this week, because she's our special guest that hasn't been here in how long, Nikki?
It's been weeks.
So you're going to start us off. What is this whole podcast about? I don't even know.
Is it about anything?
It's like Seinfeld. It's a podcast about nothing.
Yeah, that's right. It's Mr. Curiosity. Come on.
We answer any kind of question.
Keep the questions coming. brownbag@wnep.com. Sean, as you know, Mr. Can't call him webmaster, Mindy. What is it?
Web guru.
No. Digital director.
Oh, that seems too formal.
He's here. Nikki's here. Mindy's here. And I'm here. Where's our boy, John Meyer?
Well, we don't know. He doesn't contact us anymore.
Yeah, he went to Florida, and then he hasn't sent texts or nothing.
He's like at SeaWorld.
Yeah, I'm big shot with my family. And
swimming with the dolphins.
Yeah,
swimming with the dolphins.
But again, we're answering your questions. Keep them coming. brownbag@wnep.com. Because this podcast is as only as good as the questions, right?
What about the answers, though?
Without you, the people, we'd be here.
Yeah, I would say the answers are the best part.
The answers make a difference.
Let's not sell ourselves short there, Joe.
Yeah,
well,
true.
Let's start out with this. Since most of us here are married, Mindy started out with a question that, what do your boyfriends or your kids' boyfriends, girlfriends, or even if they get married, what do they call you?
It's
hard.
This
was an interesting thing. Sean, you're not there yet. Mindy's kids are...
Sean's almost there. How old is your oldest?
10.
Okay. No, it's not there yet.
Okay, maybe 5 or 6 years. Okay.
Because my in-laws, I still don't call them by their first name. I have nicknames for them. I call my father-in-law Big Daddy, and I call my mother-in-law Granny because she's the granny to my kids.
I was wondering if you called her Big Mama.
No. Okay. No, but the point is, I don't know. I never felt – I felt weird calling them by their first names. I don't know why.
Yeah, sometimes I do call my in-laws grandma and grandpa, in the context of doing something like that. But otherwise, I call them by their first name.
But here's the point. Mindy and I agree. We don't call our in-laws mom and dad.
What about you, Sean?
It may be the case with you, too. It sounds like – you kind of take on like whatever the kids like when you have kids and whatever they call them.
Yeah,
and then that's
what. But
what
if you don't have kids? Would you call your in-laws mom and dad?
Not mom and dad. I would just call them by their first name.
Yeah, but sometimes that's weird.
Or if they have, or if they had a nickname
like Mimi or Bampa or
Big Daddy
or Big Daddy.
Big Daddy's my father-in-law. Big Daddy. And Nikki, do you call your boyfriend? You just call him your boyfriend's parents.
Yeah.
Call him their first name. Right?
I call them by their first names.
Yeah.
They're fine with that. That's what they told me to call them.
Yeah, because if you say Mr., that's weird.
It is weird. It just seems so formal.
And if you say
point.
Dad, that's presumptuous.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That might
Maybe
be weird.
Maybe you should start doing that. You'll get
an
engagement.
What happens.
I don't know. See what happens.
They'd probably like it. Yeah.
They'd be like, let's go.
Maybe I will. I'll test the theory.
Test it out. All right. Who's going to go first? I think Sean, because he hasn't been here in so long. He's
I know.
Go first.
Sean, it's
Hold
been
on,
a while.
I have to switch the camera here.
Oh, yeah. He's doing double duty, switching cameras. And
wow.
Sean hasn't been here in months.
Christmas?
I mean, I've been in the room.
Yeah, you're always like, yeah.
On
but I mean, on camera, answering questions.
It's been a few episodes.
And yeah.
If I remember how to read.
People ask me. You can only read binary code.
It's a nice and short one.
So short.
I don't know that this is necessary, but...
Perfect. When you're uncomfortable, we're uncomfortable.
This is from Mike in Hanover, which I feel like Mike from
Mike
Hanover
is a regular
kinda,
dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I think President Trump should pardon Joe and Mindy for all the times they've ever picked on each other.
Oh!
Wow, maybe he would do that.
Well, this brings up a good subject. The whole pardoning thing is new to me. I mean, I knew that there was a pardoning thing, but I didn't know are there limits to this power? You guys know, and I'm not being political here.
I think they can pardon anybody they want.
They can. It seems too much power.
It does seem weird,
doesn't it? It seems like when I started hearing of all these pardons, I'm like, what? Could he have pardoned either Biden or Trump? Could he have pardoned like Jeffrey Dahmer if he was still alive?
Possibly.
There's got to be a limit.
Might be a bad move politically.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. You have to do something that's going to make the people happy.
Right. But it just seems excessive.
Maybe Trump should pardon the Menendez brothers. Because there's that whole thing with the DA out in California saying he's not going to do it. And everybody wants them out.
I want to know the limitations. What if every day he just got a list of pardoning? He's pardoning everybody.
Yeah, I think Trump pardoned a lot of people before. Right.
I feel like it's usually reserved for right at the end of, like, it seems like it when seems presidents are leaving office.
Leaving or yeah. first like, starting, I know.
Drop a bunch of pardons and then, like, that's like their final farewell. I don't know if it's become a ceremonial thing. Like,
I know.
That is it just for big things or small things too? Like if John Meyer gets a speeding ticket, could he get pardoned for that?
It's a good question.
Well, I think if you could pardon, speeding tickets.
I don't know.
Or does the state police say, hey, no. Listen.
I'm just trying to think of a person that has been pardoned recently that has done anything like really, really heinous. And I don't really think so. You know, like,
but he
like
probably could. Dumber. It seems undemocratic is what I'm saying.
Right. But Trump pardoned the former governor of Illinois.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything violent. It was just more right. of
no, but maybe the weird. I don't know. Could we? But you're right. What about on a small scale? Could he pardon the guy in Fell Township who didn't pay his garbage tax that month?
Does it have
he
to be
probably
a
could.
Federal? Do they have to be committed at like a federal crime? Is
that's a good question.
Can
I
they
know.
Only pardon people who,
well, you know,
are guilty of a federal crime?
That's what I'm wondering, because you know what happened to me when I was 16. I think I told you guys this before. I was associated with shoplifting of an Asia album at Hess's department store.
Yes.
And you want to be pardoned for that?
I want that thing purged from my record. I really didn't do it.
But
I
you
just
didn't
help.
Get you didn't get charged and you
I
didn't
know,
get punished.
But I still feel like it's one of the only things I did that was really bad, and I don't want that on my record anymore.
Well, why didn't you go to confession?
I did. I probably did at the time. I was.
Then it should be purged.
Purge, please, yes. Trump. Purge me from my. It's a good album, though, Asia. You guys like the first album? Or
no? I don't think it's worth shoplifting, but yeah.
Heat of the moment. Heat.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, took that one. All right, he's got
very
answer.
Brief, the very one. Brief breakdown of the pardon.
Oh,
power
here
is,
we go. All right.
The president's power to grant pardons is limited to federal offenses.
Ooh, so much for my shoplifting.
And cannot be used in cases of impeachment, nor can it be used to obstruct justice or undermine other parts of the Constitution. So there are limits. I mean, it gets more. It's way more in depth than that. But
yeah,
no self pardon.
If John Meyer got a speeding ticket, he's out of luck.
He's out of luck.
Isn't that nuts? Uh-huh. So he can't do anything with the little things.
And you're still on the hook.
And I'm still a shoplifter.
Oh, man. It's really sad that you have to take that to your grave.
I know. You laugh, but that
now,
is.
Now, did you drive the album across state lines? Because then that, I think that becomes
that would
federal.
Be a federal crime.
That becomes federal.
I did not. It went from Hess's department store to outside of Hess's department store. And we were taken back in Hess's department store. My question is, I absolutely love the Morning Crew. Keep up the amazing work you do and make it a great day to be alive. My question is, why does a clock always blink 12 when it first gets plugged in? That's Tanya Jackson from Nanticoke. Why do they pick 12? Because it's the start of a new day? Or
I
maybe it's 12 noon? Oh, Sean has
a theory. Oh, Sean has a theory.
It's because it's right in the middle of like
any time
it
is.
Day. So if it's like earlier than noon, you're going back to 1 or, you know, 11, 10, 9, or you can go ahead 1, 2, 3. You're closer to
you
more
think it's a nice median for any resetting you want to do.
Because we're like 11 and you had to go to, well, I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, we're engineers now. We just invented the first appliance with a digital clock. What would you say? Okay, when you plug it in.
I don't know.
I'd go with like 3 in the afternoon.
Or I would think it would be like 1.
One.
After, one.
Well, maybe
one.
noon is the start of the day.
Or maybe noon is considered
like midnight.
Zero. Well, 0 is midnight in military time.
Right. So maybe that's why.
Because
so
it never says 12 a.m. or p.m. It's just 12.
Yeah.
I'm thinking noon, but maybe
maybe
intention
it's midnight.
Yeah.
It's the most convenient, and it's the start of a new day. Okay, I think that's your answer.
I hope it turns out that it's just completely
Miss Jackson.
Random.
No, it's definitely not random.
There's some number just happened to be noon, and
wait.
Like, fine.
Yes, a random number generator. That should be what it is. And you plug it in, and it's 243. No,
but it never is though. It's always 12.
Let's
randomize.
When's the last time you bought a digital clock? You needed to plug in like.
All the appliances. Yes, it's your turn to pick.
All right.
How about you plug it in and it shows you 12 lottery numbers instead?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Randomized.
Yeah, unless they were real, though.
Mindy's up. See, Mindy, if you were my mother-in-law, Mindy's a tough name because Mindy's cutesy. I wouldn't say.
You could call me Mindy if I was your mother-in-law.
I'm here to date your daughter, Mindy. You'd be Mrs. Ramsey to me. You have the distinction. Or you'd be Big Mama. All right, she's not laughing at my jokes. She's laughing at the question. What is it?
No, and I mean, I think before I read it, you have to agree that it's true.
Oh, here we go. This is scary. I'm threatened.
Hello, all. This is from Mark. I'm going to have to start wearing glasses in here. This is so bad. I can't read anything.
Old lady, Mindy.
Yes, that's the deal.
Mama.
Okay, Joe, I think it's great that you are paying off Mindy's Tesla with the podcast profits. So, yes, Mark, I agree. It's so kind, so generous. Isn't that nice?
That's it. That's a statement.
But that's all it says. Yep.
So now I wanted to ask you this.
Yes.
And again, we're getting political. We're walking on the edge here of where we should go. Is the Tesla thing bothering you a little bit now? I mean, because now it's become a thing. When you bought it, it wasn't a thing.
Now it's a thing. Now it's a big thing.
Do you get remarks?
I haven't gotten any remarks. Maybe people are thinking it and they haven't said it out loud.
Right.
Yeah, because I bought it when it wasn't a thing. Yeah. So to me, it's a non-issue. But plus, I just love the car so much. Well, like, Henry Ford was a well-known anti-Semitic person.
You're right.
And
so many.
And people still buy Fords, and they still love their Fords. So I can see why.
Oh, yeah. Definitely it's going to get washed out in time.
Yeah.
But at the moment.
But at the moment, it is a little tough with
it's
people.
Polarizing.
I think sometimes it's, however you feel about it, separating the person from the thing. Like Ford, separating him personally from the product.
If you look at anything we buy, any stereo, any car, any garage door opener, any guy who builds homes, you're going to find dirt on every single thing you buy. There's going
to
be
and also people who think it's so important to buy American, Tesla is the most American car there is.
She's selling, baby. She's selling.
Right.
She's selling.
I mean, it's all built in America.
There's something to be said about everything. Every
company. Yeah, that's true.
The
you can find
we
something
went
bad.
To the moon in 1969 is because of Wernher von Braun, who was a Nazi that we took from the Germans and brought him here with his rocket technology. We went to the moon because of a Nazi.
Because of a Nazi, yeah.
Wow.
So then
do we just say we don't like going to the moon?
I don't like Neil Armstrong anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He's associated with the lunar landing,
pretty much.
Which is associated with a Nazi. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. How do you separate all these things?
So it is a little bit hard, but thankfully people haven't been mean to me yet. Although I was targeted by a New York State trooper, but that's another story.
You better not get into that. Whoa. Woo.
I wish
Your cell phone is an example.
Yeah.
What's that attract? Is it really made by child labor in parts of the world?
It could be. I don't know.
Who are those horrible people?
These are short questions today.
That's the way we like them, Nikki.
Yes, we do like them short.
We like them short.
Tom C. from Archibald wants to know, how come Kurt Aaron is never on a podcast?
This guy is relentless.
Oh, my gosh. How many times has he asked this?
Folks, this is proof that the podcast, we don't preview these things. This question comes up every time. I don't know. We're going to get him eventually. All right? That's all
I can
say.
He's not here at the time we do the podcast.
He's not.
And because he works like from 11-ish until 6, 7-ish, this is asking him to come into work earlier, and no one wants to do that.
Right. That's
no
tough.
One wants to come in. It's at the end of our shift. It would be pre-beginning of his shift. If he asked me to come in an hour early to do a podcast, I say, Kurt, get lost.
That would be 2 o'clock in the 3 o'clock
in
the morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no. Or to stay late. Isn't that the worst?
To stay late.
Yeah.
I'm like, whenever you have to stay late for work, I'm like, no. So that's probably why. But
he's probably walking Ranger right now.
Yeah. We'll get to people eventually. Stick around. We got an infinite amount – all right, not infinite, but we got time. He'll be here.
He'll be here.
Sean's up again, Mr. Digital Media Director. DMD is what he wants us to call him.
Oh.
Yeah, DMD.
We should call him Dungeon Master.
Dungeon Master.
Well, that's
Dungeon
what
Master.
I feel like when you say Webmaster. I feel like I need a robe, like 12-sided die.
That would be great.
Drive a Tesla.
This is
he approves
this is
it
from maybe. Our buddy Travis.
Okay.
Travis, we still sprinkle Travis in. He's still here.
Hey, morning crew. When you're on vacation, would you rather stay in a hotel or an Airbnb?
/Vrbo. Yeah. I know the answer to that question.
Let's go in order. Sean's first. So,
I mean, generally we stay in hotels. I think that just from a convenience standpoint, it just kind of, you know what you're getting and stuff, and especially with little kids. Although I love the idea of going somewhere and staying in like an Airbnb, like a really cool house or something somewhere.
Did we have this question before? Because I thought maybe it's just in my head, my concerns. Okay, so hotels are corporate. Corporate policies, no one really owns it. It's just people working mindlessly for the hotel. But no one is going to do anything deviant at a corporate hotel, I feel. You go to an Airbnb.
Have you heard of Aaron Andrews?
I remember that, but that was rare.
wasn't in a hotel. And that, you doing it
no, no, but it was at a hotel.
Right. I'm at an Airbnb. And it was deviant. There's some guy who has cameras hidden in the ceiling, and there's no like corporate overlord stopping this.
How do you monitor it?
No, and then they cook breakfast for you. I don't want to talk to anyone.
No, they don't.
That's a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, that's a bed and breakfast.
But they do that. So I've done a couple of Airbnbs, and they meet you at first. I don't want to do that.
No, they don't. A lot of times they don't.
In Denver, usually I met the people. And that was
usually it's contactless entry.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
And I'm still afraid there's some weird stuff hidden. Hidden.
Interesting.
Microphones.
Interesting.
You buy one of those like
checkers, RF, electromagnetic.
RF search. Yeah.
Yes.
I just feel like, Mindy, you can admit this. Who wouldn't want to see me naked? Come on. Look at the guy.
Did you say who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Yeah, come wouldn't. On. Who wouldn't?
Anyway, moving on.
No, we have to answer. Everybody has to answer. So
no,
I know. I do not like Airbnb.
So I am. This is so funny. This is almost like the electric car, gas car thing. I am so against what you guys are saying. Yeah. I love Airbnbs, love Vrbo's, choose them every time. That's almost all I do now, unless I'm just staying for
because
one
you're
night.
Cheap.
No. Okay. Sometimes they're more expensive. Sometimes they're cheaper. No, I love having separate rooms from the kids.
No.
We can have our privacy.
Okay.
Also, like, especially when you have little kids, then, like, you feel like you have to shut off all the lights at 9 o'clock at night because in a hotel room.
It's like the commercial. I think it is an Airbnb commercial where it's
yes.
Yeah.
Your kid's bedtime shouldn't be your
bedtime.
Because
then
you're sharing a hotel room. And
yes.
I get that. And, again,
and
I'm not against Airbnbs. We just haven't done it yet.
And if it's an extended stay, I see that for, like, a week.
Yeah.
But if you're just going one
night. No, I went for a weekend to an Airbnb in Vermont. We were just going for the weekend. We stayed right on Lake Champlain. It was a nice little cabin.
And you prefer that.
Oh, I way prefer that. Yeah. And then you have your own kitchen. You have your own space. And we had kayaks there. There was a fire pit.
I do see the benefits.
It was so nice.
But now.
Whereas I feel like in a hotel room, we're all just claustrophobic scrunched together. And I'm not going to get two hotel rooms.
But I feel like your concerns are more like theoretical. Yes, it's possible that these things are happening, but it's not a guarantee every time you're, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm saying the worst case scenario.
Yeah, but it's probably not going to happen. And if it does, who cares? Like you said,
might be a porn star
a show.
In Japan.
Give them a show.
And not even know.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Although I should be making money off that. Like,
where's my check?
Yeah. Where's the money? No, but I
you're
have
on
to
the
say,
dark web.
I love Airbnbs. And also, you know, you read all the reviews. I actually just booked an Airbnb and a Vrbo for an upcoming vacation. I read all the reviews, so, like, you kind of know what you're getting into.
Oh, always, yeah.
Yeah.
Nikki's left. Come on. You're going to be a tiebreaker here? Oh, no.
I've been getting more into Airbnbs lately.
Oh.
I was always really gung-ho about hotels, but my boyfriend is really into Airbnbs.
Oh.
So we went on a trip in September, and we did half and half, hotels and Airbnbs. And the most memorable part of that trip was the Airbnbs.
Yeah.
Because
the experience sometimes is really cool.
Yeah. That was enjoyable, staying in the Airbnbs.
All right. You go into the Hilton, say. And you see the big industrial cleaners and the pillows and the comforters are all spinning around. High temperature mandates to sterilize
everything.
Yeah,
it's going to be cleaner, probably.
Everything is just, the Airbnb guy, he didn't even wash that pillowcase.
Yeah, probably.
He just said that. Nah,
see, that's where I do side with you there. I do.
That's
side
the
with
kind
you.
Of stuff that freaks me
Joe
out.
Joe brings all his own linen.
Yes.
That
immediately changes the bed sheets.
The sheets, yes.
Yeah,
puts
you them
don't
back
know
on when he's
how
done.
People are.
Yeah. You don't. So that's another
but
thing that freaks me
But back in the day,
out.
Do you remember the whole like Dateline thing where they figured out all the hotel comforters were not washed?
I remember that.
They took UV light.
I remember that.
But
UV
they do the
stuff.
Sheet under it, at least.
Yeah. But now,
but,
I,
the,
but now I think they do wash
everything right?
because of that. Yeah.
Give us the story of the – what was it, Aaron – what happened?
Aaron Andrews. No, she's the sports person.
That was filmed in a hotel.
Right, in a hotel room. The guy got the room next to her, drilled a hole, put a camera
in. In a chain hotel?
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Crazy. Yeah. So it can happen anywhere. But I just think Airbnbs are way more fun. That's my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, Airbnbs, I have a commercial. They don't wash pillowcases.
You're probably right.
BYO sheets, too.
BYO sheets. BYOS.
I think we're back to who now? I don't know.
You.
Oh, it's me. I'm sorry. Sean got that one. Airbnb.
That was a good one. Travis, that was a good one. Yeah.
Travis is solid, dude.
I've had some interesting experiences.
All right. Tanya from Nanticoke. Sean, get ready to look this up. Here we go.
This is your second Tanya from Nanticoke. Is it?
I don't know. Is it? Was the other?
I think so, yeah.
Here we go, girls. Maybe you have the answer. Why is a softball called a softball when it isn't soft at all?
Ooh. I think it is a little bit soft.
It's softer than a baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is, yeah. Definitely is.
I think so.
When
are you offended by the size and softness?
No.
Because it's almost
really.
Like saying, oh, they're not as talented as us to play hardball with this small ball. Let's give them something big and easy.
I'm not.
Yeah,
offended.
I guess that's kind of a little.
I don't.
It's insulting.
I don't know. I mean, there
different
is
time. It was there different is, time.
Different times, yeah.
Different times.
I don't play softball, so I. Yeah. Well, I used to when I was a kid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, when I was a little kid. But I don't. I'm not offended. I don't. Yeah.
Come on, bring out your feminism. All balls should be equal size.
Yeah.
Look.
I don't know.
Softballs do vary in size, I've learned since my daughters have started playing softball.
Like, oh, really?
Youth softballs are a different size than, like, when you get older. So, I mean, not drastically, but they're definitely
but
a different size.
But I'm just saying,
size.
Oh, let's make it easier for them to hit. It'll be big so they won't miss
the
it. Originals, I mean, are you offended by this?
Original softballs were softer, according to the internet.
Oh, okay.
Huh, interesting.
Because I was wondering if it was the opposite.
Which has changed. Early versions were a softer ball, but they're not.
Not anymore.
They're that soft anymore.
Let's take it in the other direction.
My daughter just took one in the ribs.
Ooh.
The other night while we were practicing in the yard. No, it wasn't.
Let's take it even deeper now. Let's have the ladies play Nerf ball anymore instead. Is that where you want to go? You
no.
What
no.
point of insult?
No, that would be offensive.
That would be offensive.
Yeah.
But the bigger ball that doesn't.
Yeah.
Look at Mindy's thinking about it. She's a little offended.
I don't like catching the hard baseballs, even with a glove. I think they're.
See, no man ever said that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Or how about when you say to someone metaphorically, I'm playing hardball, meaning you're getting tough.
Right. That's true.
So maybe softball questions
softball
are easy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, don't some men play in softball leagues?
Yeah.
But when they get older and more frail.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I think everybody should play softball because think about it. If you get hit with a baseball.
It's bigger.
Like,
it's going to hurt more.
The major leaguers, they're going to get hurt too, you know? Right?
No, I think the baseball is going to hurt more.
That's what I'm saying. The baseball.
Oh, yeah.
They should get rid of baseballs and only use softballs for everybody.
Basketballs are the same size, aren't they?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. They're not.
It's actually smaller. A woman's basketball is smaller than a men's basketball.
Because their hands are smaller.
It all evens out.
Yeah.
Because their hands. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
See the stuff that comes out here.
Are the nets the same height?
Yes.
Are the hoops the same
size? Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
The height's the same.
Really?
The ball size is different.
Okay. Interesting.
What about the girls' beach volleyball? Why did they make them stop wearing those clothes?
They don't wear bikinis anymore?
I don't think so.
But
I was,
you know what?
I was
crazy.
Watching the Olympics just for that, and then they didn't have
just
them.
Just for that.
And I'm like,
You admitted it. Okay.
They changed the rules.
But the thing is, even like in high school, the girls, I think it's weird that the girls' volleyball, they wear those skimpy little shorts. Have you seen what girls' volleyball wears? Yeah, they wear
they're
shorts.
They're like spandex. They're like bike shorts almost.
But
they're
no,
a little shorter.
Way shorter. They're like short. There's no.
Unless they ride up, maybe.
Yeah,
I know they're almost long, like a, long. They're not knee length.
They're like underwear.
Yeah. No, they're like a bathing suit or underwear.
And
yeah,
boy short underwear.
Yeah. So why do girls volleyball players wear those?
I know.
I think it's
lingering old school nonsense.
Yeah, that's weird.
But then you flip it in the other direction.
Bad.
Why so many thongs and bikinis on the beach? Why aren't the women saying, "I don't know about this. This is too much"?
Well, they want to get a nice tan.
Yeah.
It seems like tan lines.
I guess it's about sun exposure.
You don't want sun exposure, though.
But you do.
Well, I know you don't, but
you
they
don't,
do.
But
you shouldn't
you do.
Want it, but you do want it.
So that's why they're doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. That's not me, so I don't know.
I mean, I'm offended when I see a man walking around with a Speedo.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
And I'm offended when I see a beautiful woman walking around with a thong.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't like thongs?
I'm like, cover up.
You're lying.
I'm not. I'm like, come on.
Just because your mother-in-law listens to the podcast.
Joe goes to the beach with like 50 like robes.
Yeah.
And he's just going around throwing them on people.
Ladies, put some clothes on. You're ruining my whole vacation.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like that guy over there in his thong. Ooh. Or Speedo or whatever it is.
Why is that the thing in Europe and Canada?
I know.
And not the U.S.?
Yeah.
So,
you know,
we were in Germany.
Here
we
go.
We were in Germany, and we were in, like, a beach town, which you don't think of in Germany, but it looked like the shore or, like,
yeah.
you know, Cape
The cold May. Baltic Sea.
And, you know, it was a topless beach. And we went down to the water. So we're, like, walking down the beach into the water, and, like, it's not so awkward, like being at a topless beach, but you don't realize it wasn't awkward walking down to the water because everybody's facing the water.
Oh, and you're coming
you
back.
The walk back got you're like, real
oh,
awkward
because
you're like, you want to watch where you're walking so you're not like stepping on people, but you're also doing the thing where you're trying not to look.
Wait, who were you there with? You had a family
My wife,
vacation?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The kids?
No, this was before kids.
Oh, wow. So that's
yeah, so we went down, we're like, you know, and I'm like, this wasn't so weird. And then going back, I'm like, yep, now it's very weird because just you're facing everybody.
Yeah, it is so strange. My sister and I were in Nice in France mm-hmm. on the beach. And just like right next to us is a mom topless with her 13-year-old boy. And I'm like, to them it's not weird. But for us, we're feeling awkward for the 13-year-old boy with his mom.
But it's really not weird, though.
But what's
it's
wrong
just
with
our
us?
We're the one that's wrong.
We're the one that's wrong. These are mammary glands.
They're mammary glands.
And
what's the big
awkward.
Deal? It's all cultural.
I feel awkward with you telling me this. I'm sorry.
You feel awkward right now.
I wasn't even there. Here you go, yeah. Nikki. You can
Nikki
ring the bell.
Nikki just leaves.
Nikki, if since the day you were born, we're going to do an experiment. We're gonna have – since you were born, we're going to go back in time, and we're going to just tell you that – no human being should see your ears ever. And then you'd look at pictures of ears online or something and be like, oh, my God, that's what they look like. And
it's
then
so
one
true.
Day you yeah. walked out into the world with your ears exposed. You'd be like,
It'd be
oh,
awful.
My God,
feel so
they're
free.
Looking at
yes.
my ears.
I feel so free.
My ears were exposed.
Yeah, it's
that
all
would be
just
a scandal.
It's all just what you're fed.
It is.
Yeah,
you know, totally.
It would be.
It's a scam.
It
but
is.
We can all agree that 55-year-old man with the big beer belly on the beach in a short Speedo.
Shouldn't be wearing a Speedo.
He shouldn't be doing that.
No.
And they seem oblivious.
Yeah.
But he's happy.
I guess.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah. So, but why is he doing it?
I don't know.
We've all seen that guy.
But I feel like that's the thing, too. Like, wherever – like, there's a lot of places in Europe where that is just the type of
– That's all they wear.
Men's swimsuit
yeah.
that
yeah.
they wear.
Yeah.
Like, that's
– So it's already
– They don't wear,
yeah.
like, surf shorts like they
yeah,
do
Yeah, my husband
here.
Stayed with a family in Germany, and he didn't have a swimsuit, and he had to borrow one. And
that's
he had
really
to wear
and it was
speedo.
That. It was that.
There is a picture that exists that I will find someday.
Now, there are guys who wear the girls' volleyball shorts on the beach. I've noticed that's
really
more popular. Like when we've been on cruises, those like
short shorts.
They're the tight
the boy
short
cut.
Shorts. Yeah.
Huh.
I've noticed
weird.
More of those. Maybe that's like they don't quite want to go speedo. But
the men wear those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Maybe it's my Catholic upbringing. I don't even like to see myself around my house alone wearing anything like that.
Yeah.
Like in, even in my underwear.
Yeah.
Like I quickly hide and put some clothes on.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I mean, it's okay.
I don't even like to look at myself in the mirror naked.
It's okay.
It's okay?
It's whatever
okay.
you're comfortable
this
with.
This is confession. Yeah. Never mind out in the world in front of people. Okay, she hit the bell. Whose turn is it?
Whoa. Is it my turn?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
What was the question?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Were you... Was it? Oh,
no,
yeah.
yeah.
What
Joe
was the question?
It, yeah.
I don't know.
Was
I have
it
no
about
idea.
New beaches? I
no,
forget.
It was not.
Let me go
I don't
down
even
the
know
new
what
beach.
The question was.
No.
Softball!
Softball!
Oh.
From softball
how did we get to that?
Softball to a guy on the beach in a Speedo. I don't know
I
how that
no
happened.
I have no idea how we got. Mike from Hanover Township.
Oh, he's oh, a he's one. A right. Yeah, he
yeah.
may have to be
Frequent
banned.
Flyer.
He may have to be banned.
No.
What are the statistical chances of Nipah being hit by a EF5 or higher tornado? Or
oh, I don't have the actual stats, but it, yeah, the myth, the old myth is that we can have a tornado here, of course, is incorrect.
Not true,
but
yeah.
It's a low frequency chance for any one person to be in a tornado's path in Pennsylvania.
Oh, this is cute. He says, I'm as curious about life as the rest of you. Listening from work, thank you for what you do.
Listening?
Mike, I'm not going to say your last name because I don't want you to get in trouble.
We all know this. You sit in front of a computer with headphones on. Looks like you're working.
It's true.
Looks like you're so.
Are you in a meeting?
And yeah, I'm in the meeting. And my, if you furrow your brow, that's what George Costanza taught us in Seinfeld.
Furrow your brow.
It looks, if you go like this, it looks you're busy.
Furrow the brow.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're really listening to Mr. Curiosity Podcast. I love it, Mike.
Well, you know, Mike's probably learning a lot from that, you know? It's a good way to broaden your
horizons.
When
you go on walks or go long drives, you need podcasts. Hopefully people like enjoy this a little bit. You need something, man.
Well, we at least know Travis and Mike enjoy it.
No, we have thousands of downloads.
Thousands of people?
Thousands. Mindy's looking at her watch. It's almost time.
I just wanted to make sure we weren't going too long. I don't know. No, we're fine, I think.
Good morning, Joe. I heard you mention Ghost Town Amusement Park on the morning newscast. Has WNEP ever done a segment on this in the past? I remember anything about this place, but I'm not sure if I was ever there as a very young child. Now you and Rocky Glenn. Is this the same place? It would be great if WNEP had an old segment on this place.
We've done segments.
I've got
an
answer.
And it's called Rocky Glenn, Ghost Town and the Glen.
Ghost,
it had two names.
Ghost Town and the Glen. And we actually on WNEP Plus.
Oh, WNEP Plus.
I could throw it back on there if anyone's interested. We actually have like a two-hour documentary about Rocky Glen Park.
See?
And they do get into Ghost Town at the Glen.
Yeah. I want to see that.
I'll throw it in the watch utility for like the next week. And if you go to WNEP Plus, download it on your TV.
It's free.
There's a little search bar there or what?
I'll put it in the watch utility. So right below when you open it up, whatever streaming live or replays will be on there. But if you press down, there's like a little carousel of videos. I'll drop it in there. And it's all about Rocky Glen Park. And it's people reminiscing. There's old video and things like that.
Now, what's the harm in leaving it there forever?
I mean, it's limited space. Oh, okay. So when we have some new things, we want people to see the new stuff. And
we have
it was
to see
there
this
for a
top
while.
Secret forecast.
Yeah, it was. Top secret forecast is there too. But I'll throw it in there for maybe the next. Well,
let's
couple
sell the
weeks because this is coming out after we talk about this. But I'll throw it on there.
Let's sell the app again, folks. On any TV that's a smart TV, you just type in WNEP, the app. You download it and you watch WNEP all the time. Free.
Anytime you want.
No cable needed. No antenna needed. You just watch on your smart TV.
And even easier, by
on
the
your
time
phone
you
too.
Get to WN, it's the first thing that pops up.
Just search
you don't
WNEP,
even have to get that far into it.
And there you go. Download it. Streaming is the future.
It is.
And this is on there too, on Fridays.
On
I put it on
this
Fridays.
This podcast is on there. You get to see Mindy in her new gold-colored shirt, which she wore for the gold-colored theme. Although
it's not new, but it is gold.
Is that a hybrid of orange? I don't even know if that's
goldenrod.
It's gold.
That's goldenrod?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maize?
Ochre.
No, it's not maize. Maize
Did
is more yellow.
Did you skip
yellow.
Sean?
Did I?
Probably, but I'll go next.
We're going to go in reverse order then.
Okay.
all right. What if you would do if you had to be stuck in your home, disabled? Derek from Mountaintop.
Wow.
What would you do if you had to be stuck in your home, disabled? Derek, please don't bring us down.
I tell you.
Oh, don't go negative because that's a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
But does it have to be negative? And maybe that's the point of the question.
How would you make the most disabled?
Well, that's a tricky question. Disabled enough where I guess I can't leave the house.
Can't leave the house.
But not disabled enough where, I don't know.
I know what Mindy would do. Mindy would watch, do bird puzzles.
I was going to say puzzles.
I would get the WNEP app and just watch it all
day. Yeah, I'd watch a lot of Plus.
All night.
Plus all day.
I think I would paint.
I would find a way to express myself with
art. Yeah.
Why don't you do some art for your friends, by the way?
It takes too much time. I don't have any time.
I feel like, you know, maybe for my next birthday or something, I want a piece by Joe Snedeker.
I tell my wife because she says that.
Really?
She claims I'm a talented artist. Why don't you start doing stuff? I said, it takes too long and I get nervous and anxiety when I'm doing it.
Because you have
to, I just want it to end.
There.
I can't sit there and do it.
You couldn't like start a painting and then like come back to it days later.
No, I'd have to finish it.
You'd have to start to finish
it
one sitting.
Get it all done in one sitting.
Yeah, that would take a long time.
But I could see doing something like that. How about you guys? What else?
Probably things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Take up some hobbies.
Crochet?
Yeah.
Knit?
Learn to knit. Do some things around the house.
I'd probably pollute my brain on the internet. Who knows what kind of websites I'd go to? That would take me down a dark road.
Dark web.
Be looking at guys in Speedos.
Get a porch swing. And
oh, that's a good idea.
You can't swing.
Well, how do you
know?
Or not.
You're disabled.
Or
you can swing.
Go out to the front. Just make it my porch accessible so that I could go out on the porch because I wouldn't be able to just.
Sure, at least be
I'd
outside.
I'd have to be outside or get a screened in porch or something.
Yeah, I agree. You need something to get outside.
So I could look out at the outside.
And you'd play with your birds.
Yes, I would play with my birds.
That would get old after 10 minutes.
No. She still plays with them. She's had them for years.
When I was a kid growing up in my grandmother's house at first, her neighbor, this is in the early 70s, was an old lady who would just sit in the window all day, every day, all day and night. I think she was disabled or she was just – things were weird back then.
And didn't have a lot of options. I mean,
she was the gossip queen of the neighborhood. She just sat and looked at people all day long out of her window.
She probably knew everything
everybody. As soon as my mother would go grocery shopping, I'd see the curtain peel back a little bit more, like, ooh, there's movement. She was like a guard on the Great Wall of China looking for anything that would happen. Maybe I'll go in that direction. Just look out the window all day.
There you go.
Everything about everybody.
There you go.
Spy. Yeah. I'd be the town spy.
The town spy.
And I'd sit there in a gold Speedo.
This is from John.
Now, why do you say it like that?
It just says John. There's no, that's it. So, John. Ugh, it's from John.
Oh, Johnny. Not John from Tunkhannock, not Johnny. Just John.
This is not bad. Yeah, no. How do you guys feel about digital tipping? Right in front of the person to be tipped? I hate it. It should be when the person isn't around. And now electronic tipping is everywhere. Enough.
That's a good question, John.
John, how are you going to even start
this
one?
It's awkward.
It is awkward when it's like, you know, they spin the thing around.
And then they can see what they tip you.
And it's all suggested first, so then you have to hit custom and then you type in something.
And then if you
custom.
Do zero, it's so awkward. Because if they're your server or they're doing you a service, but if it's just someone who – I'm trying to think of a good example.
I have a good example. I was at a concert buying a concert T-shirt, and that's what happened with – they had an iPad where you'd pay for the concert T-shirt, and they flipped it around, and it had a tip on there.
Yeah, they're just getting you a T-shirt.
I'm not
going to
tip you.
Handing me a shirt. Right?
Yeah.
You didn't make
they're
the shirt.
They're just getting you a T-shirt. What are you tipping them for? Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, I'm not tipping.
I don't like when you hit zero, and it really loudly goes, and lights flash.
I did it.
I've never
it's
done
really
that.
It's really awkward.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, when you hit no
it
tip, it goes, and then everyone in the place
restaurant
goes,
lights flicker.
Sean, you're making that up.
I'm making that up.
No, but you're right. It's supposed to be an anonymous swan song.
Right.
I'm out of here. You were good. You were bad.
Yeah.
I don't need to know anything. When they're right in front of you, it's awkward.
Yeah.
And then one time I went to this place. I won't say where it was.
Uh-oh.
But the tip options were like 20%,
they started
25%,
at
30%. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, what?
What?
I know. I'm
the presets are generally on the higher side.
I mean, I understand if it's like 15, 20, 25.
Right.
But starting at 20 and then going up to I don't know. I just thought that was a lot. So I usually tip 20% if the person is
Me
good.
Me too. The thing I like is that it's done right in front of you. Do you guys feel awkward when you give your card – like your ATM card to this person, then they disappear for 10 minutes?
That doesn't bother me.
Well, they're going to copy the card. They're going to get my 3-code number, and they're going to pillage my life.
You always think
like
the worst.
Airbnb issue.
I am driven by fear my whole life.
See, I don't think that way. Maybe because I was a server, and like I would be the one taking the card. But I'd be in such a rush doing that it would just be so quick. You just swipe it and not even look at
but
it.
But all it takes is one dirtbag who wants to get all your information.
That did happen to me when I was parking in New York one time, in New York City.
See?
Yeah. They took my card, and for a long time they were gone. They came back, and later on I figured out that was where my card numbers got stolen.
That's scary.
See?
But it's only happened once in my life, and I'm 50.
That's why you trust the Airbnbs, and you're in some video in the dark web now in China.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
But I've also met really cool people and really had good experiences, and I don't know.
It's definitely not on WNEP Plus.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah.
Mindy's Hotel Stay.
Not on WNEP Plus.
Not on WNEP Plus.
But Top Secret Forecast.
Yeah, there's other great stuff.
And podcast.
Top Secret Forecast and podcast. So you guys are okay with the I say no, let's do away with it.
In certain situations, I think it's okay, but not for a concert T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
In defense of the digital tipping, there are a lot of times where I just don't have cash or at least
That's true.
An amount that I would I have tipped anyway, that it is kind of nice that I have the digital option, because I would have tipped. I didn't have the cash on me to tip, and then I have – so I still have an option to do what I was going to do. That's about the only time where I find it, you know, useful.
And you don't have to do the math, which is nice.
Right.
Yeah, true.
If
yeah.
I was going to tip and I'm like, oh, no, I don't have any cash, but I can still tip, that's convenient. I do agree it's a little awkward, the right in front of the person.
It is. It's awkward, and it should be an anonymous swan
song. But that can go down the route of the adding the percentage to your bill if you use a card.
Oh, yeah.
Which I always thought, just raise your prices like 3%.
It's all push here, then, take there. It's all a scam. It's like buying a car. They take mm-hmm. more off your trade-in. They give you more for your trade. It's all.
Yeah.
You know, is all of life a scam?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep.
This podcast itself, someone's making money off of it. Not us.
And why aren't you paying my Tesla bill?
It's not us. It's a scam. Your ears are a scam.
Yeah.
Listening to this, watching this.
Don't tell people that.
It's a scam. We're all being scammed. Like Bob Dylan said, who you serving, baby? We're all serving somebody.
That's right.
Do we have one more question?
Yeah, we have time.
Yeah. I have to go to teach at Marywood today, so I have to be Professor Joe any second now.
Nikki?
Let's let Nikki do it.
Nikki is doing the last question because she was a waitress at Old Country. No.
At Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
That's right.
My sister-in-law calls it Cracker Burial. Why is that?
We have this question already.
Dump it then. Dump it and pick another one.
Yeah,
pick another one.
Dump it. This has got to be good. It's got to be your anonymous swan song.
Pressure's on.
Although it's not so anonymous.
Pressure's on.
Here we go. Dun, 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 dun.
Now I want dun, Cracker dun, dun, Barrel dun, dun. Cheesy hash browns.
Okay. What are the top 5 most used apps on your cell phones?
Oh!
In no particular order, here are mine. Spotify, Weather Underground, local news sites such as WNEP, Notes, and The Calculator. Let me say mine. I would say... text messages.
Is that going to count as an app, Sean? I don't know. You're the digital director.
Yeah, it's an app.
Well, that's everyone's number one then.
Okay. The notes app I use. I don't know. Like top.
Yeah, mine are boring.
It's hard.
Yeah, we are all boring.
Instagram.
With that. Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Kind of yeah. Stuff.
And a lot of that's because I have to be on it for work. It's not like.
There's so many.
It shouldn't be called social media. It should be called work media.
Yeah.
New York Times right. games.
Email.
New York Times games for me is probably up there. I don't know if that's something everybody has, but there's some good free ones on there. Wordle.
Yeah, Wordle.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got Wordle.
So email. New York Times that would probably round it out one. For me. Email. Yeah.
So do we have an opportunity to
camera
get the WNEP app?
Podcast app.
Podcast
WNEP
app.
App.
WNEP app. That's the one you need. See.
My banking app.
Banking app. I'm always checking that.
I thought it was interesting that that person mentioned weather.
I know.
Weather Undertow.
I took Mindy. I didn't want to bring that up.
And all those places like fast food or like Dunkin', those kind of things, just because you get more rewards if you use the app.
I see. Kids, I go against that. I should do it. But
does anyone have their home thermostat on their phone? That's one of my most
only
used
the
apps.
Weather geeks. Oh, well,
I have that stuff. Like,
I'm going to raise the temperature on my wife right now. All right. I got an app for everyone to use, and then we're going to end.
All right.
If you go on your – it's not an app, but if you search on Google – Mindy's Vacation Verbo video.
I hope, you will see, I hope you might it's not see it. Real.
Now I'm going to have to go search
not
that.
Not Mindy real, but just real in the sense that it's some real bad site that you're not sending people to.
Yeah.
You haven't vetted.
Yes,
Mindy
right.
Vacation
this.
Verbo has oh, not dear. Been vetted, so I don't know.
You will see her sleeping on a dirty pillowcase, and who knows what else you're going to see.
Yeah, could be crazy.
Because she trusts Verbos. And I don't.
I do.
I'm fear-based.
No, I think it's you just got to try it.
I'm going to try. I did already. Keep the questions coming. Brownbag at WNDP.com. You were searching something, Sean, there.
I'm searching Mindy. It's not bad. It just comes up with a lot of Verbo options.
Okay.
So it
okay.
Places around.
All right, good.
I'm telling you, you're on the dark web.
Probably. Aren't we all?
She's big in Japan. See you guys.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.